Many of the stories from the Loving Words Man are about mothers and grandmothers. I also find them special people, and this song is for them.
She wakes up in the morning light with a child in her arms. In the kitchen, she greets tomorrow with a smile and a yawn. They're running in, they're running out. Got the dog, the father shouts. She says, don't worry, well, he won't go far. He loves this place like you and I. It's motherhood, motherhood. And when it's right, it's so good. Motherhood.
It's called Wall of Laughter, and it's for Helen. Four adult daughters surround her bed, all of whom say yes to a reading of Loving Words. She continues to turn the pages of Vogue magazine, making humorous comments. Look at them. They all look like they need a good meal. If my hair looked like that, they'd lock me up. Her daughters chuckle and giggle until the title of the poem, Elbows, is announced. As I begin to read, Helen begins a lament on how ugly her elbows are and have been forever. Oh, Mom, don't be ridiculous. Mama, you don't have ugly elbows. That's absolutely stupid. I never heard anything so crazy. As I stop reading, her daughters begin to laugh. She holds up her elbows for all of us to see. See how pointy they are? Once I went to a cocktail party, spent a fortune on a dress, and my elbows ruined the whole effect. The laughter is so loud now, it sounds like a party. I've given up on the poem, and I'm starting to worry about staff coming to question my presentation. When her eyes lock on mine, she has a wry grin. I suddenly realize she has begun to protect them from what lies ahead. With a wall of laughter.
Friends come knocking when she needs help, 'cause she's so busy helping someone else. And it don't matter if you're young or old, or slow or fast, or short or tall. It's motherhood, motherhood. And when it's right, it's so good. Motherhood.
This lady, this was Alice. God, she was something. It's called humor. And I should explain before I read this that she was probably the most direct person I've ever met in my life, never mind at hospice. But after I read to her, every single time she would thank me profusely for it, even though what takes place in this poem. So anyway, humor. Behind thick glasses, there shines a biting sense of humor. She never married. I tell her I have been happily married 55 years. You're full of baloney. After I stop laughing, we talk of favorite drinks. Hers, martini, mine, white wine. So, you're a sissy boy. When I stop laughing again, we reminisce about World War II and her favorites, the Andrews sisters. She sings completely off-key. Mersey dotes and dozy dotes and little lambsy divey, a kiddly divey too, wouldn't you? I congratulate her on her lovely singing voice. It's her turn to laugh. So I got her back.
There is no pain, there are no tears, but she can't make disappear. With a smile and a kiss and a soft embrace, she could change the human race.
This is a poem called Special Lady. At 89, her gray hair is lovely, naturally wavy, she says. Her eyes a bit flirtatious. She is erect in a chair next to her bed, on which a teenage great-grandson sits, his mother close by. Her name is Mary, and she seems at ease with death, saying she is looking forward to seeing old friends, family who have gone before her. She says, "I hope I get a good seat," implying heaven is a theater with preferred seating for those waiting to greet newcomers. I share my mother's last hours, how she brought me close and said, "Everybody says hello." Mary says, "My son are wimps. All they do is cry when they visit." Then she smiles, pats her hair, asks if I really like it. As I tell her yes, I also say her sons aren't wimps, but showing their love for her. Her granddaughter relates how she took her to a hairdresser, and afterwards Mary insisted they go to choose a casket for her. The granddaughter was appalled, but did it, and then helped her choose the music and readings for her funeral. After reading 5 serious poems, I ask if she would like to hear something in a lighter vein. She answers in the affirmative, so I read, "If a man speaks in a forest, and there's no woman around to hear him, is he still wrong?" Both she and her granddaughter answer with an emphatic yes. Then the granddaughter asks Mary, "Should I tell him about the plaque hanging in your house?" Mary chuckles, winks at me, says yes. It reads, "If they can land one man on the moon, why can't they all go there?" I love that. I loved her too. She was so special, that woman.
So I'll go on living this life I lead, gathering things I just don't need. And when he asked me what I miss most of all, I bow my head as I recall motherhood. Motherhood. Well, when it's right, it's so good.